Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shea Bowe, still here. You'll be delighted to hear. And of course, I'm joined by the wonderful, handsome, intelligent, insightful Augie. You know, I'm just the meat puppet. He's the guy who puts all this together. Yeah, for real. And where are we going to start this week? And what a week it's been. Very interesting stuff. Lots going on in the US. So let's start there. And let's start with something which might be actually positive. The big Don may actually be going to sit down with Vladimir Putin. And of course, you know, let's face it. The only way the show in Ukraine is going to end is probably if the two bosses, right, Augie, get themselves around a table and sort this stuff out. Let's have a listen to what he had to say. Run the video, Augie.
And for President Trump, Kremlin yesterday said if you are going to Beijing in September, they wouldn't rule out a meeting between you and President Putin. Is such a meeting possible? And how soon do you plan to visit China?
Well, we have a lot of meetings possible. President Xi has invited me to China. Uh-huh. And we'll probably be doing that in the not-too-distant future, a little bit out, but not too distant. And I've been invited by a lot of people, and we'll make those decisions pretty soon.
Interesting stuff, Augie. You reckon it's going to happen within the 50 days, this 50-day timeline that we were told about? Remember, he did say he'd end the war in 24 hours, right, Augie? You remember that one? Remember that chestnut?
Oh, yeah, I do remember, Shane. I think he also promised to stop sending weapons to Ukraine, but just recently he approved $322 million of weapons sales to Ukraine.
Yeah, so there's a bit of Biden 2.0 about this, right? The big Don promised, you know, the game was up for the narco Fuhrer, and we're going to visit the narco Fuhrer and his anti-corruption crusade a bit later on in the show. But the big Don, you know, he did say, right, again, we covered this, you know, we covered this at length, that it was game over, that the wheels were going to come off in Kiev, and they are probably coming off. But it has become a bit of a Biden 2.0. And this was Biden's war, remember?
This was Joe Biden's war. If I was a president, it never would have happened. They sent blankets. I sent javelins. I sent the javelin.
I mean, it's all a bit cringe. Let's actually have a listen to the big Don reminding us that this is Biden's war. Yeah, we know. Run the video, Augie.
Biden gave away $350 billion worth of equipment or cash. Worse than equipment, cash. So we want to find out about that someday, I guess, right? But they were supposed to buy their own equipment, but I have a feeling that they didn't spend every dollar on the equipment.
Yeah, and of course, the reality, Augie, right here, is that, you know, so this is how it's working out, right? Trump is telling Europe, yeah,
we're going to sell you the weapons. You're going to get all the weapons you need. We got the best weapons, by the way. We do the best weapons. We got the greatest weapons you ever seen in your life. We got the best weapons, right?
So he's telling the Europeans that they got the best weapons. But now he picks up the phone to Mertz and says, yeah, you got to send your Patriot systems to Ukraine. Because by the time we actually make enough Patriots to actually send you to stop all these thousands of Russian drones kicking themselves, you know, it's going to be like spring 2057 or something. So there's not really any weapons at all. The Russians are still manufacturing four times as much as the Europeans and as NATO. So it's all a bit of a show. I don't think any of it's actually going to wash. What do you think, Augie?
I think that whether the weapons will be sent to Ukraine or not, some of the Trump supporters are really, really enjoying the idea of World War III, like Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, let's have a look at Lindsey. You know, he's become someone we love to hate here on the Moscow Mules, right, Augie? What do you say about Lindsey? A man of character, a man who, you know, what you see is what you get with Lindsey. You know, some very interesting articles online about his little ladybugs. I'm just going to say, they're just my little ladybugs. Just Google it, okay? Yeah, Lindsey, I think, sleeps in a coffin, feasting on human blood. He likes war. He just loves it. He loves Ukraine on the basis of that. He's not interested in humanity or peace or democracy or any of that. You know, come on, give me a break. And if you can make some money while you're doing it, you know, why the hell not? Run the video, Augie.
And Putin, your turn is coming. You know, Donald Trump is the Scottie Scheffler of American politics and foreign diplomacy, and he's about to put a whooping on your ass. What's going to happen here is that Trump is going to impose tariffs on people that buy Russian oil. China, India, and Brazil, those three countries buy about 80% of cheap Russian oil. That's what keeps Putin's war machine going. So President Trump's going to put 100% tariff on all those countries, punishing them for helping Putin. Putin can live through sanctions. He could give a damn about Russian soldiers. But China, India, and Brazil, they're about to face a choice between the American economy or helping Putin. And I think they're going to come pick the American economy.
I have a feeling that he's in for some surprise.
Yeah, he's making so much sense there, right? But, you know, when you hear Lindsay talking about putting a whooping on your ass, I think Lindsay usually pays extra for a bit of that kind of treatment, right, Huggy? And it kind of all makes you wonder, right, Huggy? 6 years on from when we were told that, you know, Putin had interfered in the elections in the U.S., it was an absolute. There was a queue of intelligence officials. Everybody was saying it. We had the evidence. 6 years on, we're told it was all complete, absolute bollocks, right, Huggy? Complete bullshit. All made up. Made up by Barack Obama, no less. He was behind this stuff. Mr. Holier Than Thou. Mr., you know, I'll bake a muffin. Mr., I'll meet a dude in a road stop and give him a blowjob in the back of my Jeep. Oh, sorry, we shouldn't mention that either. Check out the Tucker Carlson interview. But, you know, it makes you think, in 6 years' time, will we be told that everything we've been told about this whole fake war in Ukraine, that the Russian aggression there, that it was all Russia's fault, are we going to be told that that was bullshit too? 6 years, Huggy? Mm-hmm. The 7-year itch, the 6-year realization? Let's have a listen to some of that reality dawning. Run the video, Huggy. Lindsay loves this track. He loves it. Village People. Mm-hmm. Iconic. Oh, this is good. Where does he get this? Where do you get this stuff on you?
This stuff I get straight from the official account of Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. That says it all, right, bro? That says it all. Welcome to 2025.
Che, doesn't it remind you of something? All this, you know, lock Obama up, lock him up.
Now, let me just stop you there, Huggy. Lock him up, yeah. So we're going to go after the lock him up thing, right? Kind of like the 24 hours to end the war, kind of like the Epstein files. We were going to lock up somebody else. I can't think who it was, Huggy. Kind of a lady with kind of crazy, shaky head, married to a guy who liked extracurricular activities in the Oval Office. Hey, Monica, you know, what happened to Hillary? How come Hillary was never locked up? And she actually did some that was really, really dodgy, okay? And now we're going to say we're going to lock up Barack Obama. We're going to lock up lots of people. No one ends up in jail, right, Huggy?
Never going to get punished.
And Huggy, you know, something that's really interesting about this whole debacle with Epstein and with Russiagate now, that the lid has been peeled off. Now, I'd say a lot of the stuff about the Russiagate, the reality of it, is only getting peeled off to deflect away from the fact that Epstein files don't even exist now, right? You know, the ones that they released the first part of with the big Department of Justice, you know, Department of State logo on the front of it, on the White House lawn, to the top bloggers and people. So that's the one that doesn't exist, right? So the first part that we released, forget about that. It doesn't exist anymore. But now we're going to put an awful lot of energy into Russiagate, yeah. And who was in charge during Russiagate? Remember Mr. Comey, Huggy? Very holier-than-thou guy. Mr. Elliot Ness, you know, the untouchables. We're going to go after him. We're going to put him in prison. It seems now it might be Mr. Comey might be occupying a little bit of state space. He's a bit worried. This is an AI, of course, video. You know, Huggy, he knows where to find this. But it's very, very interesting and quite funny. Run the video, Huggy.
Hi, guys. James Comey here. I haven't been arrested yet. I'm just trying to get used to the idea of being in jail. Right now, I'm practicing my mugshot face.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe later on, I'll be trying out different size cucumbers up my ass, just in case they put me in a cell with a Tyrone or a Big Mike or something like that. Basically, I know I'm just trying to make it less painful.
Yeah, and it will be painful. Ask Lindsay. And of course, the Democrats now smell the blood in the water, and they're going after the Republicans, you know. It's the same old thing. It's the merry-go-round. But somebody that they've wheeled out, right, Augie, is interesting. The person they've wheeled out to kind of do the attacking is a dude you'll be familiar with. Yeah, Hunter Biden. Yeah, I mean, for real. Come on. There's even talk that he might be running for president. You know, can you believe that? And he is now having a go at Elon Musk. You know, they call it the Pedophile Protection Party. That's actually happening on the Democrats' official Twitter account. So it's getting messy. The knives are out. It's going to be interesting stuff. You know, not that here in the Mules, Augie and I like to sit back and watch this tear itself apart. You know, maybe we do, maybe we don't. Let's have a listen to Hunter. Yeah, he's alive. He's still alive. All those drugs didn't kill him. Yeah. And he's giving a lecture to Elon Musk, you know, about giving Nazi salutes and about being an illegal immigrant himself. It's really, really remarkable stuff. Run the video, Augie.
And are the incredible beneficiaries of that new blood that enters our bloodstream year after year after year. The only thing that makes us different from China or Russia or anywhere else or Europe or anywhere, and the only reason that I believe that we as America are different beyond the fact of the idea of the Constitution, the idea that we represent, is immigration. And I can't even believe sometimes I'm having this discussion with anybody. How do you think that we are reborn every generation? How do you think that we attract the smartest people in the world to the United States of America? Through immigration. I mean, you sit here and, I mean, like, just think about it. You got some motherfucker who's made over, what, $251 billion being a United States citizen that got here and stayed here illegally before he got his citizenship, sitting here lecturing us on who we should allow into the United States of America and giving us a Heil Hitler along the way. Are you kidding me?
You know what? You know what? I'm not saying anything about Hunter. He's obviously brain damaged from all the drugs. But I can hear a little bit of Joe slipping in there. Can you, Augie? You know, there's a little bit of... He's obviously, you know, the motor system is breaking down. But, you know, it'd be good to have a beer with him. I'd say he knows where the bodies are buried, right, Augie? And of course, you know, we know Hunter for, you know, two reasons. First, he was the president's son. Secondly, he got stoned out of his face. And the laptop that was planted by the Russians, leaked out onto the internet. And we got to see him screwing everybody, putting guns in his mouth, you know, snorting crack off people's asses, the whole thing. You know, it was great, great TV. But, you know, that, I suppose, Augie, at least we know that drugs are under control in America. Cities like Philadelphia, for example, are, you know, completely safe. They're not massive ghettoized drug hubs, right? And people in America aren't noticing that the whole show is turning to and still supporting immigration, mass immigration. Right, Augie? Am I right?
Strangely enough, you are right, Che, because according to the latest polls, the people that want immigration reduced in America have dropped from 55% to just 30%. And a record high of 79% of U.S. adults say that immigration is a good thing for the country.
Let's have a look at Philadelphia and kind of merge those two bits of information together, Augie. Run the video.
Basically, look at this. Ugh.
It's pretty grim, right?
But he found a dollar on the ground.
Covered in piss and oh my god. Oh, it's pretty grim, isn't it?
It is pretty grim, Che. Is this the first world they have been talking so much about?
Yeah, but I'm sure the guy that found the dollar on the ground will probably be arrested later on. The cops will find the dollar, find out, you know, where did you get it from? They'll probably pretend that he stole it somewhere. But there won't be a pardon for that dude like there was for Hunter.
You know, he's not the son of a president, so no, you get in jail.
No pardon for the ordinary bogeys. No pardon for them. And that's, you know, maybe the sign of a healthy society. You know, people get to do what they want, where they want, how they want. I'm not so sure. And another sign of a not so healthy society might be the huge growth, Augie, that you've discovered in private security forces, private police forces, basically. An explosion in gated communities in the United States. The people are basically, you know, putting the wagons in a circle and saying, you know, get in here quick and hiring their own cops, right, Augie?
The new middle ages can't come faster enough.
Okay, just remember the PIN code to get in after you come back from the bar, Augie, because I don't want to have to come out and let you in again. chin and mix with the, you know, the indigenous people. Mm-hmm. Run the video.
There are times you can't be home, but that doesn't mean your home has to be unprotected. Maybe the kids just got home from school and you're stuck in traffic. Or maybe you're about to travel halfway across the country, finally taking that vacation. Or it's just another quiet night, and you'd rather sleep knowing someone's looking out for you. When you book a private patrol, you're getting more than just presence. You're getting protection from trained off-duty officers.
Oh, so they're off-duty cops, Augie. See, these are like cops that do the day job and don't bother giving a shit about what's happening. And then when they're getting the extra few quid, they suddenly give a damn. Is that for real? But, you know, come on. If you're just an ordinary Joe like me and Augie, you know, slogging away here through the swamp of propaganda manufacturing in the basements of FSB HQ, you know, on the average wage, you know, just plugging along. What are you going to do? You know, you don't have a private security officer to meet you at the door of your gated community. You don't have massive stocks in the defense industry like Nancy Pelosi and probably Lindsey Graham and the rest of the boys who up their tits in the blood of a million Slavs. So you might just spend some time at home on your computer, jerking about, trying not to use up too many megabytes, and putting tits on Donald Trump. Yeah? Why the hell not? Run the video. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah, look, I don't know. I don't know either, okay? Welcome to the clown world. And of course, meanwhile, in the heartland of democracy, anti-corruption battling, and liberty, yeah, Ukraine, the wheels have started to come off. Maybe Zelensky's Augie has tried to put them back on a little bit, but it's something kind of biblical about it all. You know, all the bad stuff that's been done, all those people that have been forced to die, all those people who've been suppressed, all the money that's been stolen, a lot of bad going on. It's kind of Sodom and Gomorrah stuff. And what better way to sort of demonstrate that than a plague of biblical locusts descending on your country and eating everything. Yeah, for real. Check out how Zaporozhye looks in Ukraine right now. Augie, release the hounds, Smithers. Oh, release the locusts. It's absolutely
thousands.
Wow. It's unreal. I'm surprised Klaus Schwab isn't there with a net capturing them all to eat it, you know? It's something kind of eerie about this, right?
It does feel like the end of the world.
It kind of is. It's kind of spooky stuff, you know? Maybe the Bible boys had it right. And what was the big story this week in Ukraine? Well, the big story was that Zelensky was told, someone whispered in his ear, that he was about to get investigated by the anti-corruption body, NABU, right? There's another one, but that was the one that was going to come after him. Now, NABU, the last independent anti-corruption body in Ukraine, my ass, these are controlled by Western intelligence services. Mm-hmm. Take it from me. And they get their cash to keep an eye on Western cash. Now, when Mr. Narcofuhrer heard that he might be in the crosshairs, if you like, he decided to tackle these boys, arrest some of their top people, and basically defang, declaw their ability to look into his grubby little business. Now, he's rolling back a bit now, Augie, right? But that's what this is all about, and it got pretty messy. Now, strangely, in a country where you can't assemble anywhere, you can't really voice your opinion, suddenly people were on the streets, and that is also because Western embassies told Zelensky, when the people come out here, you ain't touching them, brother, because if you do, the show's going to start. So they come out on the streets, and it's all looking pretty good, you know, everyone's watching, thinking, my God, maybe there is some civil society left in Ukraine. Maybe there is some common sense behavior. That was until they all started jumping up and down and doing the old, if you don't jump, you're a Moscow. Yeah. Oh, you know, just when you think you might have got somewhere with these dudes, they revert to type, as we say. Run the video, Augie. Uh, You know, is there any hope?
They never learn, do they?
Never. Something very interesting about this whole debacle and embarrassment for everybody who's backed the Ukrainian Ukraine scam is how many MPs in the dictatorship, remember Zelensky elected in 2019, still in power 6 years later of a five-year term. Make that make sense. But one of the things that is fascinating is how many MPs actually voted to clamp down on the anti-corruption bodies. And one of them was a lady called Ms. Bazougli. Now, she voted for defanging and clamping down. She voted for Zelensky's bill to basically remove the powers of the anti-corruption bodies. And then she decided to do something very interesting. Right, Augie? What did she go and do after voting for the law? What did she do next?
I think she tried the classical Ukrainian trick of trying to sit on two chairs simultaneously. And now she came out to protest the very law that she voted for.
So she voted for it. She went out on the street and protested against it. Interesting, right? Run the video, Augie. Yeah, that's her. That's her. Yeah.
And here comes the interesting stuff, Che. The protesters recognize her, and they start chanting Bazougli out. So the, so the people around her actually chanting to kick her out.
I hear it. This is great. This is great TV. So she obviously, you know, smelt the blood in the water. She started reading The Spectator, The Financial Times, The Telegraph, all these client media of the Ukrainian Ukraine scam and the dictatorship. They all started to call for Zelensky's head on a plate, and she obviously saw that after voting for this and went down to kind of get involved in the protest. Yeah, Klitschko did as well. He got told to f*** off also. You know, these are really, really top quality people, right? Real moralists. Yeah, my ass. But one of the things that Augie in particular found very fascinating about this whole show, anti-corruption, you know, theater, which has shown everybody that everything yours truly has been telling you about the narco-fuhrer and this show Euroscam is absolutely correct. Yeah, you can apologize anytime soon. One thing that did come out about the relationship between Andriy Yermak, Mr. Zelensky's right-hand man, his brother, his Brokeback Mountain pal. Yeah, get this. The Financial Times wrote a very interesting and detailed article pointing out that the two men slept together, very close together, in the bunker underneath the Zelensky's presidential office. They went to bed at night after watching romantic and wonderful movies together where they both ended up knowing the words. They ate together. They slept together, very close to each other. And in the morning, they both worked out together because they both want to look like good-looking guys. This is actually published in the Financial Times. Yeah, no joke. I actually tweeted about it. Quite bizarre stuff. Very European, very modern. And of course, it gave Augie great hope that he and I would at one stage sleep together, eat together, wake up in the morning and hit the gym together. Yeah, Augie, it ain't gonna happen, bro. No way. No, get a green tracksuit on.
No. I'm quitting this if this happens.
Yeah, well, you know, it just goes to show, you know, all this European ideology, it's having an impact. It's having an impact. Impact, all right. Now, let's not forget that elsewhere, the very real threat of Russia invading is, you know, top of the schedule of discussions, and nowhere more than in Estonia, Kaja Kallas's home country, where she was once, you know, prime minister of that little statelet, when she wasn't, you know, going shopping on the proceeds of her husband who was doing business with Russia long after the Russian unprovoked invasion. Yeah, let's not talk about that, Kaja, or the fact that you were the daughter of the most senior Soviet official in the country when you grew up under terrible Soviet oppression in your lovely apartment with your colour TV. Inconvenient stuff, right, Augie? But the Estonians have decided to really put their money where their mouth is and decide to stop the incoming Russian invasion, which isn't going to happen anytime soon, in their tracks. Let's have a look at the serious defences that are being deployed. This is pretty heavy. Check it out. Run the video, Augie.
There was no equipment at all. There was only a small strip on the left side, about half a meter wide.
Oh, but yeah, that's definitely going later, to stop Russians.
Much
look at this shape.
That's the end of it.
They brought in heavy machinery.
Yep.
And began the process of breaking.
I bet that cost like $400 million or euros or something.
Oh yeah, you'll find that's where the money went. Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of the Moscow Mules. And as we said last week, you know, we always hope that we'll have a quiet time of it. It never works out that way, Augie, right? There's always something on the radar, something incoming, pardon the pun, Kiev. And let's talk about that, because the reality is, reality only dawns at the very 11th hour, 11:59. It doesn't seem to arrive into the elite's inbox until, you know, so many people are dead, a million in Ukraine, kicking off in Thailand and Cambodia now. Who's actually meant to be watching the watchers? Who's in charge of charging the politicians and the big institutions that are meant to police the world? They're failing, and they're failing pretty badly. Yeah, maybe it's good for business for us, because we're going to be here same time, same place next week, telling you what's going on, hopefully having a little giggle about it, because, you know, what else have you got, brother? Yeah, so we hope to see you same time, same place next week. Until then, mind yourselves.